I should begin with an explanation of the title of the sermon, Watch, Don't Watch. When I put the bulletin together, I was thinking of the two Jesuses within the Gospels. The one in Matthew, who says, watch and be alert, for the Son of Man is coming at any moment in an unexpected hour. And the other Jesus who says, don't look for the kingdom of God coming here or there. The kingdom is among us already, spread out upon the earth, but we don't see it. One Jesus says, watch. The other Jesus says, don't watch. Which Jesus is the real one? Which Jesus resonates with you? Is the kingdom of God something to come in the future? Is the kingdom of God already here among us or spread out, and we need to wake up in order to see it? Well, I'm going to leave that for you to think about while I talk about something else. In recent weeks, I've been hearing a lot about the elite bubble. The elite bubble is where folks who think alike on many matters talk amongst themselves and do not interact that much with others who have quite divergent ideas about how reality is structured. Those in the elite bubble know about these other ideas, but find it difficult to accept that others really believe in the things that they do. Those who do believe those things surely make up a small minority, think those who live in the bubble. Then events happen that pop the bubble and expose those in the bubble to the vast numbers of people who are outside the bubble and who vote. Those within the bubble are stunned. How could this happen? Those within the elite bubble affirm evolution and modern cosmology, for instance. And neither are easy or intuitive concepts, and they're both relatively new ideas about reality. Both of these ideas challenge thousands of years of traditional teaching about how the world works, what a human being is, what our origins are, and the trajectory of our future. And those are all big ticket items. Those in the bubble don't interact much, or at least interact about those topics, with others outside the bubble. And because of that, they may underestimate the number of people who do not affirm evolution or modern cosmology. Those in the bubble may underestimate the resistance to these modern concepts by those outside the bubble. Those within the elite bubble recognize, are concerned, and wish to do something about catastrophic climate change. Those in the bubble see that the ecosystem of our planet is changing dramatically and likely irreversibly due to the effects of the rise of industrial civilization, human population, and the emission of gases related to the burning of fossil fuels. Those outside the bubble either don't think it's true or think the elites are overstating the problem or are trying to fleece them. Those within the elite bubble, and I'm of course speaking about Americans, are critical of the United States, its history of slavery and genocide, and the ongoing effects of such, its militarism, the consumption of Earth's resources that far exceeds its population, and of its global reach. Those outside the bubble find these criticisms unpatriotic, even blasphemous. They believe that America is the light on the hill, that it is good and exceptionally suited to lead the world. They think that America has been ordained by God, that is, the Christian God, to the mission of Earth's redemption. Those who are enemies of this mission are the elites, as well as other foreigners who do not love America like they do. If America is not great yet, it's because of the stain of sin caused by those who do not love America, and as such, the God who blesses America. The stain must be cleansed. Those within the elite bubble are not particularly religious, or if they are, don't view its teachings as seriously as their parents, grandparents, and great-grandparents do or did. They have been influenced by evolution, cosmology, history, the presence of those who practice other religions, other religious literature, and so forth, to be critical of and to relativize the teachings of their own faith. For instance, here we are, first Sunday of Advent. What do the elites in their bubble think when they sing, Come Thou Long Expected Jesus? What's going through their minds when they hear this text supposedly said by Jesus, Therefore you also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour? What do the elites in their bubble think about these words? I actually would be curious, since I'm conscious that I'm speaking to elites in the bubble for the most part. How do you respond to these texts and these concepts of Christ returning from the clouds to rule one day? My hunch is that you have found some way to relativize this teaching into your own reality. Those who are outside the bubble take these texts and their religion as a whole very seriously. They do believe, and they are convinced, that Jesus is a real supernatural figure who will return sooner than later and establish his kingdom. Many believe in a rapture and a role for the modern nation state of Israel, the United States, and some other supposedly godless country like Russia or China, all engaged in a final battle that will begin in the Middle East. What's shocking to the elites in the bubble is that how many people really do believe that, and who believe that their role is to participate in making it happen. And they vote. Now, I'm not saying that everyone who voted for our president-elect has the views I just described. Nothing is ever quite that simple. But I am saying that the number of people outside our elite bubble is larger than we thought. And those who have those views, that is, one, who are suspicious of the modern reality provided to us by science, two, who take selected religious teachings seriously, often literally, three, who are white, four, who believe in American exceptionalism, and five, who are apocalyptic, have just influenced our future. If you take a look at the president-elect's appointees, you will find characters who either share these views or who are opportunistic in regards to those who do. Take the new education secretary, for instance. Never went to public school. Her children did not go to public school. She wants vouchers, wants privatization of schools. And she will get full support of those outside the elite bubble. Why? Because according to those outside the elite bubble, what is wrong with public schools is, one, God was removed from them. Two, public schools teach evolution and modern cosmology as if they are true. And three, the teachers are elite liberals who are critical of America's history and destiny. Now, I don't know if this person who was selected as education secretary believes in any of that, but a huge chunk of America does, a huge chunk that we elites in our bubble continually underestimate, dismiss, and mock. Now, I'm not trying to be exhaustive about theories regarding the election. I haven't even talked about economics or other issues regarding Hillary Clinton and the thousands of other factors that played into this. So what am I talking about? Friends, I'm talking about religion. What I'm trying to say is that those of us in the elite bubble are often not aware how seriously those outside the bubble take their religion. And we are also not aware of how large that population is. We're not aware specifically how the religious views of those outside the bubble influence the way those folks view life and participate in American politics. I think those of us in the elite bubble, and that includes the media, are simply afraid of religion. We are afraid to analyze it. We're afraid to understand religion's role in American life and in American politics. Religion is a taboo topic that is killing us because we're not talking about it. Gospel of Thomas, saying 70. Jesus said, if you bring forth what is within you, what you bring forth will save you. If you do not bring forth what is within you, what you do not bring forth will kill you. I was talking with Krista Tippett, who hosts NPR's On Being. She was a so-called hard news reporter before she decided that religion was important. And she tried to pitch it to the network, her show, about spirituality or faith or religion, and was rebuffed for a long, long time. It took forever for them to grudgingly accept an intelligent program about religion. We don't even talk about religion in church. And when I say religion, I mean seriously talk about an understanding of religious texts and how we use religious symbols such as God and how religion relates to ethics and issues of justice and so forth. Not only our religion, but other religions as well are rarely talked about at any level of depth. If there's been a constant criticism of me and of my ministry, and there are very many legitimate criticisms, but one is that I make people upset because I talk critically about religion. I mess with people's faith and all of that. I talk about the difference between the historical person of Jesus, if there was one, and the mythological, legendary Jesus of the Gospels and the later tradition. I push regarding the glib use of the phrase belief in God and challenge people to articulate what that means. And I also push in regards to what happens to religion when we see it as a human construct and how we can find value in it and still be religious. And the reason I push is because I love you. We see what happens when religion is not discussed critically. The world is changing, and the way that we see the world is changing. And this change is a threat to traditional religion of all stripes. And unless we talk openly about it, we won't be able to navigate our way through the clash between traditional religious beliefs and the reality into which we are living. And the sign of this clash is in large part this past election. It was a religious struggle. Those of us in our elite bubble who have either moved beyond religion or who have relativized it are unaware that a huge chunk of the population takes their religion very seriously and views these intellectual changes as antagonistic to their beliefs. Here's my bottom line. Unless we have conversations with those outside our bubble about religion, not about politics or other surface matters, but religion and value, and speaking honestly about how we wrestle with religious concepts and the insights of science, we will continue to polarize. We cannot afford to allow religion to be a taboo topic. And I think this conversation begins with us. How do we regard these texts and traditional teachings? Where is it a struggle for us? And even deeper than that, what is faith? For what do we hope? And how does our religious tradition inspire us or leave us flat? Speaking for myself, I do find inspiration in our texts, although I wrestle with them mightily. Sometimes I think, why do we have these at all? We just need to change the whole thing. At other times, I try to find a way to find a balance, try to find some meaning in them. But there is a tension, and I think these texts do speak to a truth of the already and the not yet. Advent is the possibility of a future of peace with justice and the possibility that it is already here within us and among us. We have everything it takes. We just need to open up our eyes to it, inviting our participation. And so I do, in the end of the day, will speak positively about Advent. It's a calling. It's an invitation to actually participate in this first word on our Advent banner, courage. Courage to talk about the taboo topics with our neighbors, with our friends, with our family. Courage to recognize the struggle that religion is causing in our world. Courage not to just say, oh, let everybody believe their own thing. No, courage to actually ask hard questions. Why is it that you feel that way? Tell me your story. How many of you survived Thanksgiving? How many was it a little bit of a challenge? A few. A few of a bit of a challenge in talking about these issues. But I think it can be done. I think it has to be done, and I think it will be done by those of us, all of us, in good faith, to be able to talk about the big issues that matter. Because in the end of the day, we are one human species on this planet, and we have to find a way to be able to adapt to a future that is changing faster than we can imagine and be able to converse through it all. Amen.